Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm here today with Lily Zoe. She is the director and coordinator of the Downtown Gainesville Art Festival. It's an annual event, and this year it's the 44th anniversary. It will be November 15th and 16th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in downtown Gainesville, kind of centered around Bo Diddley Plaza. And this year, instead of going across Main Street, it's going to go across University Avenue. So it's going to be a great presentation by more than 180 artists, and then we have some young emerging artists, all kinds of activities for kids this year of all ages. So Lily, thank you for coming, and tell us a little bit more about the 2025 event.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Every November, downtown comes alive with a ton of artists. We have community groups that are nonprofit groups that are tabling. Of course, we have tons of food. We also have young artists that are coming to sell their work. We have a great emerging artist program where early career artists can come and sell their work as well that they had to apply to be chosen for. And then, of course, we have our competitive artists who are competing for different prizes during the show. And then we have our non-competitive artists who are not competing for prizes.
And when you say competing, these are actually prize money prizes.
Yes. So on Saturday, we actually have judges that walk around and they visit each competitive artist booth. They score everyone. And then at the end of the day, we give out a variety of cash prizes.
That's great. And it's like for best of three-dimensional, best of two-dimensional, and then merit, excellence, various categories like that.
Yes. We have a best in show 2D, 3D, and then an award of excellence, an award of distinction, judge's choice, and then an award for our emerging artists.
Do you have a lot of artists that have participated in the past that are coming back?
Yes. I don't know the exact percentage off the top of my head, but yes, we have artists that come back year after year.
That's great. And then the emerging artists, you've got quite a collection of them as well. Is that correct?
Yes. So the emerging artist program started about 4 years ago. Each year we pick three emerging artists who apply and then become chosen. And they share a tent during the festival where they're able to sell their work.
Do they often go on to become part of the actual festival then?
Yes, they do. From last year, out of the three, two were chosen to be in this year's festival.
That's great. So this is going to be rain or shine. In November, you have no idea what the weather's going to be like. I've been to some events there where it's really been rainy, but people are troopers and they go up and down the street. And it's a great time to do holiday shopping.
Yes, yes. We are rain or shine. The only time we close is for lightning or, you know, extreme rogue hurricanes, but we'll send out.
Or flooding.
But we send out alerts on our social media if anything happens and if and when we're going to reopen.
So the actual event starts on Saturday. When do you close down the street? So if people are going to downtown Gainesville, they can kind of plan their outing for that weekend.
Great question. So we start closing down the street Friday, November 14th at 5 o'clock. And then we reopen Sunday, November 16th at around 8 o'clock.
And so artists can start putting up their booths at that time?
Yes.
That's great. So you said there's lots of food downtown. And of course, there are lots of restaurants downtown. But what are some of the vendors you have coming? I know our producer, Ailey Shanes, is going crazy over some lemonade stand.
Yeah, we have a lemonade stand who's coming back. They have something like 20 plus flavors. We also have kettle corn. Some returning favorites are Peruvian food. We have a Euro booth that does also like Greek salads as well. New this year, we have a donut stand. We also have glazed nuts and we have burgers as well. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. We have pizza, of course. Gotta have your pizza.
Quite a selection. And obviously you must, I know the city of Gainesville is the main sponsor and presenter of the event, or Department of Cultural Affairs, I believe.
Yes.
But you obviously have other sponsors as well. Who are some of those?
Yes. So every year, Visit Gainesville, Alachua County is our top sponsor. Thanks to them, they keep this festival going. This year, we also had shout out to Edward Jones. And some other sponsors that we have are Meridian Healthcare, Cutco, IQ Fiber, Solar Impact, All American Gutter, and Leaf Filter Home System.
And will a lot of them be having booths downtown as well?
Yes, they'll all be having booths downtown.
That's great. Sometimes you have a little section for nonprofit organizations. Is that happening as well?
Yes, we do have our community section.
And where is that located?
That's going to be on University. It's going to be located next to the participation station.
And that would be where exactly? Are you talking towards the Hippodrome, perhaps?
No, it's going to be on University Avenue, kind of in front of where the UC is, between the UC and the county building.
Okay. So there are going to be maps available. That's correct.
Yes, on our website and in person.
Okay. And you mentioned the city of Gainesville has a particularly good map for people to follow to get downtown, because sometimes people might be taking the bus or taking their bike or driving, and they always wonder about parking. What would be some of your suggestions?
Yeah, so the city of Gainesville on the website for the downtown parking map, they have a great map that lists out all the places that you can park downtown, including the price. But the good thing is on the weekend, street parking is lifted, so you don't have to pay, but you can still use that map to find a good parking space downtown.
Oh, so the parking spaces will be available at no charge then? Just along certain streets?
Yeah, along certain streets. Always follow and obey parking signs, of course, but yes.
That's great. And you mentioned that there's an imagination station, and that is primarily for kids. What is that feature?
Yeah, so at our imagination station, young kids can go and they can experiment with a variety of art activities. So we have painting, we have paper crafts where they make a paper mask, we have pipe cleaners, and they'll be instructed to do all these different activities by O2B Kids.
O2B Kids, so you have volunteers that are coming in to help with that.
Yes, every year O2B Kids helps us out with our imagination station.
That's great. I've seen some of the little kids walking around with face painting. Is that part of that as well?
Yes, we will have a face painter there as well next to the imagination station.
And then you have a station that's not for kids, but for kids of all ages. And what is that called?
Yes. So new this year that I'm really excited about is our participation station. So every year, of course, our imagination station, we have free activities for kids, but we really wanted something that would be free for all ages so all people can get involved with the arts for free. So at our participation station on this Saturday, we have a variety of dance groups that are providing dance lessons of all genres for free.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And then on the Sunday, we have a variety of local organizations that are providing art activities for free.
And they'll be teaching people how to do this kind of stuff. So if you're a novice, you can still come in and enjoy this.
Yes, all skill levels.
That's great. One other thing you mentioned was an aerial circus belly dancer kind of, not booth, but location. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so the Circus Center comes and they set up their whole aerial rig, which is why we call it the aerial stage.
Okay.
And they will do a variety of circus performances. And then in between their performances, we have the Gainesville belly dancers, and they will do performances as well.
So this is for viewing and not for participation.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just to make sure nobody gets their hopes up that they can be a belly dancer for a day.
Don't climb on the aerial rig if you don't know what you're doing.
And in the past, there's been dancer or dance groups kind of traveling through the streets. Are they going to be doing something like that again this time?
Yes. Our roaming performers are going to be traveling throughout the festival, so you got to keep your eyes open if you want to catch
some interesting creatures as well that walk down. They are giant things. I believe they're from the Hippodrome.
Not from the Hippodrome, but the Hippodrome will have a table there, but our stilt walkers
our
stilt walkers will be around.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that and not fall, but it's truly impressive. What is the website for more information? Is it Gainesville Downtown Art Fest? That's what it was last year.
Yes, GainesvilleDowntownArtFest.net.
And it kind of gives maps and directions and everything.
Yes.
So great. Well, we're going to come back in just a minute. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this event as well as other events that you're working on with the city. So we'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with Lily Zoe. She is the director and coordinator of the Downtown Gainesville Art Festival. And it's an art festival, but it's so much more. It has all kinds of activities for children and adults of all ages. And it's going to be on November 15th and 16th. So it's coming up 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Admission is free. Parking is various places in downtown Gainesville. If you go to the City of Gainesville website, you can find maps and see the exact location. If you kind of focus on Bo Diddley Plaza, you can find out where all the different artists are located and the performers. And there's a lot of stuff going on. And you mentioned there's two stages and another new stage this year, the aerial. And then it just is incredible. Like Sunday, or is it actually Saturday when the prizes are awarded? Because I know people get all excited and hear the cheering.
Yeah, we award prizes Saturday evening around 3 o'clock, sometime around there, whenever our judging is finished. And then, yeah, we go up and down the streets cheering, announcing prizes. So it's really a sight to see.
It's a fun time. We've had so many returning artists that have come back, and I know that it's fun for everybody. And I always say it's great for holiday shopping because you can find all kinds of things at various prices and even maybe make some contacts with artists to do, you know, commission work for you. But following this art festival, you have another event that's coming up. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so 2 weeks after the art festival, so really, really close, December 6th, the entire day, the city has a whole variety of holiday events.
Oh, it's the entire day.
Yeah, so in the morning, we have the holiday parade, and then that leads into the kids' dance party at Bodidley Plaza. And then at nighttime, we have the holiday light celebration from 5 to 8 o'clock at the historic Thomas Center.
And what is the holiday light celebration?
So the holiday light celebration is when we light the entire Thomas Center Gardens. Our whole gardens will be decked out with lights and a few inflatables. Inside, we have our 20-foot tall tree that will also be lit. And then we have a variety of performances outside and inside. The mayor and a special guest will actually be lighting the gardens.
Ooh, special guest?
Yeah, there may be a special surprise coming up, a special person that might
go. We all have to go now.
Yeah. So if you want to know who that is, then you got to show up. But yeah, we'll also have horse and carriage rides for free. And then we have a handful of vendors that will be selling refreshments as well.
That's great. And how long, the lights obviously are going up for the event, but how long do they remain up?
Our general garden lights typically remain up for the entirety of December. Some of the lights we do have to take down after the night is over. So if you want to see the full thing, then you definitely have to come on December 6th.
And I've been there before for the giant Christmas tree inside, and it truly is giant. And at night, the lights reflect off the glass roof, and it's quite pretty in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get in the spirit, that seems to be the thing to do.
Yes.
And is the event free and open to the public?
Yep, the event is free, open to the public. All the activities are free except for the refreshments. So horse and carriage rides, Santa meet and greet, it's all free.
Is it a popular event? Should people get there early or just come early during the day and just kind of stay for all the activities?
Yes, I would definitely get there early, especially with parking. You definitely want to find a parking spot so you don't miss the lighting at 6 o'clock. But we are expecting around 1,200 people all at the Historic Thomas Center.
So you're going to have the lighting at 6, and is that the indoor lighting and outdoor lighting simultaneously?
It's the outdoor lighting. Typically, we'll keep the tree on the entire event just so people can, you know, take their pictures inside, but the outdoor garden lights do not get lit until 6.
Well, after this event, then you have a little reprieve, perhaps, and you have another event coming up in January. Actually, it's a two-part event, two different weekends. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so on January 24th and 25th, the Hogtown Medieval Fair returns and all to Depot Park. And then the week before, on January 17th, we actually have something new. So on January 17th, we are having a Hogtown preview. Our cast of The Living Chessboard is going to do a preview of their show that they will be performing at the Hogtown Medieval Fair.
Do they actually play chess? I've never seen this.
It's a chessboard like you've never seen before. So it's almost like chess, except the pieces are real people. And when they get moved, then they battle it out.
Yep. Wow, that's pretty cool. When is that going to be?
That one's on January 17th.
And that's at Bodidley Plaza.
Yes, Bodidley Plaza.
And then for the Hogtown Medieval Fair, this has been an annual event for a long, long time, but the new location is Depot Park,
yes,
which is also in downtown Gainesville. And what are the hours of the Medieval Fair?
The Medieval Fair will be from 10 to 6 p.m. each day.
Okay, and there's a variety of activities. I believe there's jousting.
No jousting this year, just because we want to keep the Depot Park grass nice for the next week, you know.
The horses, right?
Yeah, the horses. But we do have all the things you know and love about Hogtown. So all of our vendors selling artisan goods. We have a variety of food vendors, including turkey legs. And we have a
cast. Are turkey legs popular?
Yes, they're super popular. The line for the turkey legs is insane. People love their turkey legs. And then, of course, we have a few different stages full of performers.
So that continues, and that is for free, which is a little bit different, because I know in the past, or a couple years ago,
yes,
the Hogtown Evil Fair had a fee attached to mm-hmm. it. So do you have a good response for that?
Oh, yes. Hogtown draws out a ton of people. It's amazing seeing everyone's costumes as they're walking around downtown, because, you know, people don't just come just for the Hogtown at Depot Park, but they go to downtown, they eat, they go to Publix. It's always great seeing people in their costumes walking around downtown.
Is it required that you wear a costume?
It's not required, but you will definitely feel more a part of the story if you are wearing a costume.
And a lot of the vendors tend to travel from Renaissance show to Renaissance show. And is this what the vendors you have coming to this one as well?
Yes. Yeah, it's like a little circuit. So Hogtown kind of kicks the year off because we're in January. And then from here, they'll typically travel around the country going to different Renaissance shows.
So you work all year on events, but it seems like your fall and early winter is the busiest time.
Yes, for sure. Summer is just a little bit too hot to do anything outside. So summer is usually like kind of our planning season, and then we'll continue working. And then come November, actually come October now, because we just had the Great Pumpkin Bash. That's one of our newer events.
Oh, what was that?
That one was a fall festival that was downtown mid-October, October 18th, actually. It was downtown at Bodidley Plaza. We sold pumpkins and had a variety of carnival activities and inflatables. That one should be coming back next year as well. So our season's kind of kicked off in October now and runs all the way till April, May.
And following Hogtown, is there anything else on the horizon?
Yes, on the horizon in April, we have our annual Gainesville Asian Festival. It's going to be our third annual one. And then in May, we have our May the 4th event. It's not going to be on May the 4th because I believe it's a Tuesday, but it will be around
that time.
Star Wars
thing going on?
Yes, Star Wars Day.
That's great. So you literally have things all year or planning all year for various activities to make sure it happens.
Yes, but luckily I have a really great team. I don't do all this by myself. Although I head the Downtown Festival and Art Show, my great cultural affairs team, they're the ones on the ground working the event with me. My supervisor, Sunshine Andre, she's the one that heads the Hogtown Medieval Fair and has for many, many years.
So it's kind of a collaborative effort. You all help each other to make sure it happens.
Yes, yes.
Well, this is the Downtown Festival and Art Show. Is that the correct title for it?
Yes,
would you say?
That's the official title, yep.
And the website for that is GainesvilleDowntownArtFest.net. And if anything comes up and they have updates to be made, they will be on Facebook and Instagram, and it's GNV Downtown Fest. Is that correct, or festival?
GNV Downtown Fest.
And you can find out what's going on. And you can also find out winners of the prizes, or if there's any schedule changes, it's all going to be right there.
Yep.
So GainesvilleDowntownArtFest.net, and we'll put the address up there and the site for the map as well. So Lily, once again, you got a great event coming up.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I hope to see everyone there.
That was Lily Zoe, coordinator of the 44th Annual Downtown Festival and Art Show in Gainesville on Saturday, November 15th and Sunday, November 16th. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.